Let's try to answer some questions about a generic form of a popular antidepressant drug. A study suggests that it does not act in the same way that the brand name product does. As you might expect, the manufacturer of the generic drug is disputing these findings, so we'll try to sort the story out with NPR's Joanne Silberner.
Years ago, Cheryl, a Midwestern woman who asked us not to use her last name, went on to a drug for depression. She says Wellbutrin worked where other drugs hadn't, with no side effects. Last winter, a generic form went on the market.
I asked to go on the generic because I have always believed that generic medications are as good as the brand name.
The Food and Drug Administration and the Generic Pharmaceutical Association have been saying the same thing for years. But Cheryl found herself becoming increasingly emotional.
And then one morning I was driving to work and I just burst into tears, just out of the blue, for no particular reason that I could think of.
In North Carolina, meanwhile, pharmacologist Joe Graydon was noticing something. He and his wife run a website that offers drug information and discussion. They'd always liked generic drugs, but they began hearing complaints about them, including the generic form of Wellbutrin XL300. So they asked for comments.
I'd say over the last several months, we've probably gotten a total of 250 reports of generic drug problems in total, and over 100 of those have been associated with the generic XL300 for Wellbutrin.
The Graydons contacted the FDA and also physician Todd Cooperman. Cooperman runs a subscription website called ConsumerLabs.com that usually posts tests of nutritional supplements. Cooperman sent samples of brand name Wellbutrin and Teva Pharmaceuticals' generic bupropion to two labs for a basic comparison, how fast the drugs dissolve.
And we were shocked to find that the Teva product dissolved much more rapidly than the Wellbutrin product. In fact, at just 2 hours after being taken, you had 34% of this once-a-day product already released into solution, while only 8% of the original Wellbutrin was released.
Suggesting people taking the generic got higher doses in the first few hours. Brand name Wellbutrin uses a patented time-release system that generic bupropion can't copy. But Mark Goshko, head of legal affairs for Teva, says the drugs are equivalent. He says the company's studies, done a different way from Cooperman's, show the drugs dissolved at the same rate in lab tests and in a test on several dozen people.
We found that upon the completion of the study that the drug indeed did meet FDA's requirements for bioequivalence.
Meaning the drugs are biologically equal. But the FDA doesn't release data from these types of studies. So sorting this all out is going to take a while. The FDA is reviewing reports on bupropion. Meanwhile, Todd Cooperman is planning to test other generic drugs. And Cheryl, who had problems with bupropion, says she's not giving up on all generics, just this one. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.